From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in Mexico say they have detained four men suspected of being involved in the killing of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. A federal police spokesman says the men are allegedly part of an immigrant smuggling ring, and that one of the suspects, as a man detained on Friday, is a man who shot Agent Robert Rosas. Rosas was killed Thursday night in a gunfight in southeastern San Diego County. President Obama is still pressing his case for changes in the nation's health care system, even though lawmakers are not likely to vote on a plan before their August recess. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House says President Obama will continue to campaign for a health care overhaul throughout the month of August, even after lawmakers leave Washington for their home districts. In his weekly address this morning, Mr. Obama highlighted the heavy toll that health care costs take on small businesses.
Because they lack the bargaining power that large businesses have and faced higher administrative costs per person, small businesses pay up to 18% more for the very same health insurance plans, costs that eat into their profits and get passed on to their employees.
Mr. Obama says proposals now in Congress would help to subsidize small businesses that offer health insurance and promote a more competitive insurance market. All but the smallest firms would be required to provide workers with health coverage or else pay a penalty. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A big crowd is expected in Fairbanks Sunday when Alaska Governor Sarah Palin officially steps down from the state's top job. From member station KUAC, Dan Bross reports.
Sarah Palin will be handing the reins of the state to Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell at about 3 p.m. Sunday. Palin's spokesman David Murrow anticipates thousands of people will be on hand to witness the outdoor event.
There'll be a swearing-in ceremony off the port bow of the riverboat Nenana.
Palin, the state's 11th governor and the first woman to hold the job, has achieved unprecedented fame for an Alaskan politician since being chosen as the Republican vice presidential candidate last fall. Murrow says there's widespread media interest in Sunday's event.
There's one satellite truck in Alaska that's going to be supplying 7 networks with live video.
Palin announced her decision to step down as governor July 3rd, citing unfair media coverage and the distraction of frivolous ethics complaints. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
The ousted president of Honduras is camping out tonight. Manuel Zelaya told supporters on the Nicaraguan side of the border today that he's not backing down from his fight to return to power following a coup late last month. It's Zelaya's second trip to the border in as many days. He said Friday that he had no choice but to travel to the border after talks failed to reinstate him. The U.S. has opposed Zelaya's ouster, but says his actions now are reckless. The State Department says Zelaya intends to come to Washington on Tuesday for further discussions. This is NPR News. The Colombian military says at least 16 rebels were killed today in an aerial bombardment aimed at rooting out one of the guerrilla group's top commanders. NPR's Barbara Klein reports.
Colombia has been hunting for the chief military commander of the Revolutionary Armed Forces, or FARC. The government said its bombing raid targeted a camp in the southern jungle province of Meta, where Jorge Briseño, known as Mono Jojoy, was believed to be hiding. Colombian officials estimate 4,000 leftist rebels are under his command. President Álvaro Uribe has stepped up efforts to crack down on FARC, which has been battling Colombian authorities for 45 years and is financed by the sale of cocaine. Barbara Klein, NPR News.
U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke met today with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and his two main challengers in advance of next month's presidential election. He says it's extraordinary to hold an election in the midst of a war.
Everybody knows that no election can be perfect, and this election is facing many complex challenges.
An eastern province in Afghanistan was attacked by Taliban suicide bombers today. Most of the attackers were killed before they could detonate explosives. One did manage to trigger a blast that wounded at least two policemen and several civilians. In the western Iraqi city of Fallujah, a vehicle ban is in place after two car bombs exploded today. The bombs went off near the headquarters of the Iraqi Islamic Party, killing at least 4 people and wounding more than 20 others. In the north, meanwhile, Iraqi Kurds turned out in large numbers today to elect a parliament and a president for the region. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.